Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice, licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome on Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Tanner Helm from West. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And Representative Sean Miller is in the house. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or on radio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally deal with you. I'll get that working for you right away. Just remember, leave your number. Get this in your phone, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Well, we know it. This weekend was heavy on the Beano for those of you that enjoy the corned beef and cabbage. Maybe a little bit of some of those morning apples. Coconut water for those of you that enjoy the green beer. A few goodies in there. But today, we're going to go a little Italian. National Ravioli Day today. So, having beaten anorexia, I'll go with that ravioli anytime that we can. It looks good to me. We'll go over to Wise Guys this afternoon. We'll have a little ravioli there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's flat. Up 20 points. Oil down 44 cents a barrel. 48.34 barrel right now is our oil price. What is that doing to you? Well, I know I filled up this weekend and didn't see a whole lot of great stuff on gasoline front. Of course, I use the Costco. It's a little bit cheaper than some of the other gases, so I'll go over there. 229.2 is the national average for a tank of gas. Right here in the state of confusion, we're at $2.99.3. Yes, that's because we've got about 20-some percent in state taxes. That way, Jay can win money. He has to waste a little bit for us. That's just his way of doing things. 10-year treasury falling. That's going to be good for mortgage rates. 2.475 is the U.S. 10-year treasury this morning. Down a little over 6/100ths of a percentage. Now, you and I both know that the 10-year treasury does not drive mortgage rates, but it will have some effect. The mortgage-backed securities will fall there a little bit. The biggest issue that's going to affect mortgage rates, I know that some people are not going to be happy with me saying it this way, but one of the big issues of mortgage rates, and I've talked to several owners of mortgage companies. Here's where what a lot of them will tell you, on the record, of course. Almost one full percentage point of your interest rate, one full percentage point of your interest rate is compliance and risk factor just from the Dodd-Frank Act, one percentage of interest rate. So we'll see if they get some moderation there, if we get any better interest rates, but that's just a little bit of the news for you right there. I was looking at this report this morning. This was an interesting report that came out. And I was really, I expected that my friend Sean would be in this report here. It was the Forbes list of billionaires. I thought that I'd find you on there, Sean. I only got through the first five people, and I didn't see you there. But they must have missed something in this report here. But we'll hit those because there's some interesting numbers. Bill Gates, 4 years in a row, and the majority of the last 18 years, he's been right there at number one. Warren Buffett, number two. Jeff Bezos, up $28 billion last year. I wonder if he paid taxes. Just a thought. But he's number three. Amancio Ortega is number four. And rounding out the top five is Mark Zuckerberg. Interesting list of folks right there. And then I had to get this story in this morning. I love this one just because I'm almost a 30-year guy. So you got to love it. So did you watch the news? Ghanaian soccer player, they call themselves footballers, Mohamed Anas. Well, I guess in soccer you don't use your hands, but I think he had the wrong place to put his foot this time. After a recent game, he went on stage and thanked his wife and his girlfriend. Now, they were both watching. He might have also been looking to engage a new attorney, but that's just a different story. Although, I don't know, in Ghana, maybe they have a different set of rules over there, but I know what would happen. Sean, you're a football coach, right? I mean,
yes, sir.
So the high school. So you don't have too many players that are married.
No, not yet.
So what do you think would happen to a football player here thanking their wife and their girlfriend on national TV?
Well, I know what would happen to me if I did. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, I think the word that comes to mind is Lorena Bobbitt, but I'm just saying, I don't know. It caused a little trouble there. Moving right along. I don't understand this one. I wonder how this continues to happen. Now, their ESPN is reporting this morning that Tom Brady's stolen jersey from the Super Bowl has been found. Now, the part that it was stolen at the Super Bowl, okay, I can understand that. It was found in Mexico. And the part that baffles me is apparently it was an international reporter that stole it. But the guy's done this before. How does he keep his credentials? I'm just curious as to how the, you know, isn't there something in football, you know, if you're a multi-time offender, you don't get to keep the credentials? I hope he doesn't get a press pass for the White House. I mean, a lot of people are in there as it is. But this could be a little bit problematic that they have the same level of scrutiny as they do for NFL. Just a simple thought there. And we're seeing news now. Philadelphia's in the news. Are you ready for this one? They're canceling their Cinco de Mayo celebration. You got to love it. I mean, they're canceling. I shared this with you before, especially living here in the state of confusion. I thought it was very interesting how some of the criminal illegal aliens would go and get a driver's license. Doesn't that create a registry of where you live, which could at some point under a different administration be problematic? In Philadelphia, they figured that there might be a few illegals there, maybe some criminals that that ICE has been looking for. So they're canceling their Cinco de Mayo celebration. They think that maybe it could be a problem there for some individuals who may have swept up where they shouldn't be. Just a thought. I wonder if some of these different organizations, I wondered how long it would take for something like this to happen. Now, you can have your thoughts about illegal immigration. You can want to change the rules. You know, that's certainly the way of our country. If you don't like the rules, change them legally. But you wonder at some point in time where you have some of the organizations that are just saying, I'm not going to follow the rules. You start wondering, I wonder if they realize that our law enforcement agencies out there that are going to say, okay, well, you might want to change them, and until they're done, we're still just enforcing the law. Just a thought right there. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe Philadelphia might be the leader of this revolution or this process. Just a thought. And I've shared this before. I had some immigration attorneys come in here and chat on the broadcast, so don't tell me that I have no sympathy. I did have a young lady that worked for us many, many years ago that we did help get her citizenship for this country. So, you know, it's not a matter of not wanting, because I get some people online that tell me, well, you just hate illegal immigrants. I just believe in the law of the land. Regardless of you like it or not, you know, I must admit when I was younger, I probably drank a little more than I should have. I might not have liked the laws that applied to driving and drinking at the time. But, you know, they are the laws. You got to follow them either way. That's just the way our society works. So there are legal ways of making these changes. Just a simple thought there. We are watching the news coming out of Washington this morning. Meet having some troubles out there in Washington right now just because they can't figure out, are they going to cover Comey? Are they going to cover Gorsuch? Or are they going to cover the president? Everybody wants to be on TV today. Why don't C-SPAN, I think that's the new company. Maybe they'll get them all right there on C-SPAN, although I did notice that PBS and National Public Radio, they're probably going to lose some funding. Is that a problem? We'll see. The thought here is, I know when they talked about, PBS, they couldn't lose their funding because of Sesame, until they sold Sesame Street to HBO, and I wonder what that meant for the total industry. Just a thought right there. And Disney in the news as well this morning. We're looking at Disney. Stock is going up because of Beauty and the Beast. Think about that one. So I guess they can't blame the entire market on ESPN's lagging performance any longer, being that Beauty and the Beast seems to be carrying them. Just a thought. A lot of stuff going on this morning. We're going to get to it, though. When we come back, you're listening to On Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, four great reasons to buy real estate this spring. What is a reverse mortgage? 10 tips for doing Whole 30 on a budget. Obviously, I have not done Whole 30, for those of you that understand it. Social media. You know, we got a president now because of social media. We're going to talk to Tanner about social media. And what is title insurance? Who needs it? Why do we want it? Let's get some education for people. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, any kind of a mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. 10 tips for doing Whole 30 on a budget. Some of you that may be a little bit beyond the New Year's resolution portion of the year, getting healthy. And maybe it's summer's almost. I used to go to a spin class, and that was the instructor's. I know. Those of you watching Ron Siegel Radio are laughing. Sean's even laughing over here. Ron in a swim class, right? Go ahead, Sean. I'll
pay to see that.
Exactly. But the instructor used to say, you know, summer's coming. So we'll say summer's coming right here as well. So you might be looking to lose a little bit of weight before summer. And this whole 30 thing apparently is one of the hotter diets out there. So you do it on a budget. Number one, don't worry about going organic. After all, you want to cut out all the nastiness from the food you put in your body. But if you can't afford organic meat, fruit, veggies, don't sweat it. Consider just purchasing organic if your produce is on the dirty dozen list of foods most impacted by pesticides. Get familiar with best price. Keep emergency snacks on hand. Yeah, like a Hershey bar. Plan your meals. Don't be afraid of the freezer aisle. Try some canned foods. Choose conventional lean meat. Get used to making eggs. Skip expensive Whole 35 products. Keep it simple. That's my idea. Keep it simple. I can do that. Right? Obviously, the rest of the diet part, I don't do very well. And I know my wife's watching this morning, so thank goodness she's not here telling everybody that, yeah, he doesn't do it very well. He's trouble. That's the end of the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So one of the things that almost anybody noticed, actually anybody in America, maybe anybody in the world, social media is the tool of the decade now, changing a lot of the world. When you think about this, the concept being the president of the United States became famous as a social media. No one really knew who he was. He wasn't getting a lot of the coverage. If it wasn't for social media, I don't think he would be where he is. So talk social media with Tanner. Tanner, were you one of the architects of the president's social media campaign?
No, definitely not one of the architects. But it does, if anything, it proves how powerful it can be.
Absolutely. So as a small business owner, what do we need? Give us some tips on, you know, because so many people either are small business. That's the foundation of America.
Yeah.
Right? So as a small business owner, what do we need to know? What should we do? Obviously, we know some of the things the president's showing us that we should do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a couple things that I try to keep in mind whenever I'm talking to small business owners or anybody really looking to approach social media. And the first thing is that get over the mindset that it's this big, daunting task, especially when it comes to applying it to your business. Social media is simply just a fancy term for how we the people communicate now. It's just communication. So I think if you realize that early on, then it's a little bit easier to go on there and just realize you're just having conversations with people. Now, whether that's prospective clients or friends and family and loved ones, it's all just communication and it just looks different today.
So part of the issue that I have with that is it's communication. We know that. There's two different issues, though. Number one is it a good way of communicating? Because, I mean, in a text message, you know, I can tell Sean that he's an SOB and we're friends,
right?
And if I say it with a smile on my face, he knows that I'm not serious, I'm angry with him. But if it just comes across as a written word, you know, it's all where he's taking it from as opposed to maybe what I mean in advice. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, good, bad, indifferent. I don't really know if it's a good form of communication, quote unquote, but I think that at the end of the day, it is what it is. I mean, it's here. We can't really fight it. Major companies have proven if you're not adapting to technology, you'll just go straight out of business. So whether you like it or not, I mean, people didn't like when Elvis shook his hips, you know? I mean,
sure.
It's like things changing. And now look, it's not a moral discussion or anything, but it's just one of the things. It's changing. If you don't adapt to it, then I think it's drastically going to hurt your business. And so I understand where you're saying where written communication that can be, you know, there's no tone, it can be miscommunicated, things like that. All the more reason to dive into it and learn how to communicate well. I mean, there's grown men now that send emojis because it's 2017 and that's what we do, right?
So, yeah. And I was pretty surprised when I got that emoji from Sean.
It was the poop one, huh?
Yeah, I knew that one was some hand signals. I don't know what it was all about. But it is kind of, it's an interesting concept. Do you suggest people go having multiple individuals reviewing them before they go out, or is it just get it out there quickly and recover later?
As far as
content, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a speed guy, definitely. I think that the quicker you can get things out, the quicker you can adapt and change, the better. as long as you have the self-awareness to audit what's coming back in. Right? So you push stuff out. I do it all the time. I'll push out a photo, a video, a live video, something else. And end of the week or at the end of the day, I take a look at the response that came in. Where do people react positively? Where do people react negatively? And I move that direction. And then 2 days now, it might be completely different. Live video worked great last week. Maybe it didn't work this week, but I don't fall in love with one method or one piece of content. I just kind of push and then audit back what comes in.
That's a pretty interesting concept right there, because business owners, I think, miss that last part.
Yeah.
Because they're out there talking.
Right.
But they're not measuring and calculating almost everything, right? I mean, in my industry, in the radio, we want to know what our audience size is. In the mortgage world, we want to know how many people did you speak to get a loan or a realtor, how many people saw a house for itself. They forget about the audit side that you're talking about.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not overly meticulous about auditing how many likes or followers or whatever it may be, but more just audience response. Because whether it's one person or 100 people liking my post, if that one person turned into a sale or a new client, that's better than 100 people liking and nobody, you know, no conversation happening. So going back to communication, I audit not necessarily the numbers or the stats. I audit what my audience is feeling. Are they engaging with me? Did my post generate 3, 4, 10 new conversations, or did it just sit there and go flat?
So I put up almost every morning, I put a motivational quote. I see my friend Jim is online here as well. I see some things from him also. In the afternoons, I put up a wine meme of some sort.
Yeah.
I'll put on jokes throughout the day. Those tend to get a lot of conversation and response.
Yeah.
Is that meaningful for my business? Helping the algorithms going out there? How does that affect?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely meaningful for business. If you could say, you know, I posted a video last week, it got 60 or 70 comments on it. You know, I obviously dealt digitally from my mobile device. If you said, hey, could you go out 70 conversations today? Got a positive, you know, action for your business. Of course it is. We're in people business, and most people are in the people business. So if you can go interact with more people on a daily basis, that's definitely going to be positive on one end, just sheer volume. And on the other end, people, you know, forever, people have always said, oh, they'll do business with people they know, like, and trust, right?
Sure.
So if you can get out there, show your personality, generate engagement with people, there's going to be more people that know, like, and trust you.
So it's just another method of communicating. It's kind of like it's an interactive billboard, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, like, you know, back to what I said in the beginning, it's really just communication. It's done differently. But it's an opportunity for you to go out and everything you push out or every interaction you have is like you said, a billboard for your brand, essentially.
So if it's communication, you know, those people in sales, I'll use Sean for an example here.
Yeah.
Right? So Sean's business is he needs to go out all day long and be talking to people to be successful in what he does.
Yeah.
Right. So, but if he were sitting in his office on Twitter or on Facebook all day, management's not like that as much.
Right.
So how much time, what's the time breakdown we should be looking at?
Yeah, I that's a really good question. I think it's different for everybody, obviously. I also think we overthink it. So first thing is that whenever I talk to salespeople about social media, I make sure they understand this is a revenue-producing activity. So if you said, hey, you need to sit on the phone for 3 hours and call people, everybody would assume in a sales world that's a good activity. If you convert zero people, then that's a waste of 3 hours, right?
Right.
So on social media, if you treat it like a revenue-producing activity, then you can go on. You can, whether it's 5 minutes or 50 minutes, it's a good use of time if it's producing revenue. The other thing is I think people really overthink what they need to do on social media. I mean, it's not really a time factor. I walked in here, and in 10 seconds, I posted 3 things on Instagram and a post on Facebook. And I don't, you know, either one of you might even notice that I did it, but it's just a time thing. You know, walking from your car to the office, you shoot a video of yourself, letting people know what you're doing. It's documenting your day that's important, not creating this great social content.
So what are your thoughts about these different aggregation programs, the Buffers and the Hootsuites and some of those different programs like that, Deliverate?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I mean, as far as the scheduling goes, I mind as long as it's still personal content. But when it comes to these programs that just distribute generic content for you on a regular basis, I'm not a big fan because it eliminates everything we're trying to do on social media in a sense of being authentic, genuine, letting people see your personality. If it's scheduling, then that's time effective, and I get that. If it's just distributing generic content, I think it's a waste of time. I think that it's stuff that's not going to get very much engagement. And it's a lazy way for people to say they're doing social media.
I like that idea because I see this thing that drives me nuts is, I think it's called recur post.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear this the first time, so I'll repeat myself.
Right.
I mean, it's like nagging.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it over and over again.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the same thing. You see these, platforms that realtors use often, and they say, which backsplash looks better in this kitchen? Nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody cares which backsplash. And so it's one of those things where it's going out just to say it's going out. It's not doing anything for you.
That makes sense.
And I think Tanner will agree with this. You get more engagement with folks when you show them who you really are. I bet you he gets more. Actually, he got more likes on the picture of his dog yesterday than he does on promoting anything else.
Yep.
People want to see who you are.
So you're saying that they don't want to see Tanner.
Right, right. My daughter's way cuter than I am.
There's a real teacher here in Anaheim who is killing it, and he puts on his Facebook every week a daddy-daughter, I think it's Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and he's killing it now. People come up to him in the grocery store and say, hey, it's like the old adventure, the old ad on the shopping cart. People recognize you from social media now, and they recognize him not because he's saying, hey, I buy this house, but because here I am with my daughter, and oh, yeah, I'm a realtor.
Goes back to what Tanner said earlier, is they get to know and like somebody, and they trust him. If he's hanging out with a daughter, I like hanging out with, well, I don't have a daughter, but I mean, some people I'd say, he's hanging out with his daughter having fun. I like hanging out with my kids having fun. We must have something in common.
Right.
Great information. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. We're going to continue our conversation with Sean Mill and Tanner Helm when we come back. We will also chat about four great reasons to buy real estate this spring and what is a reverse mortgage, going right from the very basic standpoint. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Have some equity in your property? Maybe you want to buy a new house? The reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. I'm a big, big believer that there is no such thing as a bad mortgage product. There is and has been bad applications of mortgage products that haven't used properly. So that could be the case that And in the reverse mortgage, most people just don't understand the product because it's one of the more misunderstood programs out there. So what is a reverse mortgage? It's nothing more than a loan on a home, loan secured by a piece of real estate, real property. Just like any kind of a mortgage, same thing. The bank does not own your home. They have a lien on the home. The bank does not want your home. It is geared for our seniors age 62 or over. It is geared to be a primary residence. It's not an investment property. It's not a second home, although you could have a duplex or triplex with a reverse mortgage as long as you are living in one of the units. There are several types of reverse mortgages. There are fixed rate mortgages. There are adjustable rate mortgages. And by definition, since every one of our seniors lived during the 80s, there's not a reason to be afraid of the adjustable rate. It's actually a better product for you. There are a lot more options for you. You can actually save some tax money by using the adjustable rate mortgage. That's just one of the benefits. There is some concern about costs. They can be expensive if you use the right people. They can be free. I've just saw like 2 or 3 of them. We just finished where listeners had called in. Their reverse mortgage cost them absolutely nothing. They were even reimbursed for the cost of the appraisal. So if it costs you nothing, is that too expensive? Just a thought there. Bottom line here is get educated. Don't talk to your neighbors. Probably don't understand the changes that happened in the program in the last 90 days. They don't understand the changes that are on the drawing board for the program. So think about those different concepts. Give me a call. I'll let you know about them. And if it makes sense for you, I'll put you in touch with our friend Jay Kaplan. He is a great resource for reverse mortgage. And go to Little Education, ask about reversemortgages.com. They've got some of that information right there. So in chatting this morning, Sean Mill from WFG Title is here. Turner Helm from West is here. We're talking social media. So Sean, let's talk a little further on the idea of social media when it comes to real estate. And I know that the title industry is unbelievably regulated in many of the industries. I mean, realtors have the most money, right? Because they don't have all the compliance that the title guys do. They don't have the compliance in the CFPB that the lending guys do. So they must have a better lobby so they don't get around these things.
Well, they actually do. They probably have the most powerful lobby in Sacramento. The realtors lobby is very powerful.
Absolutely.
Very powerful.
So are you able to help educate our population, our society, through the use of social media on what title insurance is? Is that allowed?
Yeah, you can always. I mean, one of the things that we are allowed to do as sales reps these days, we don't bring donuts and we don't take them to Lakers games anymore, but we can educate. And I use my personal Facebook will push out content, kind of just giving the community at whole information about what's going on in the title industry. But that's one of the things that we can do now is as reps, is I help bring value to my clients by helping them understand social media through my use. Most people that we deal with are a little older. They think, oh, social media is for kids. But go to Starbucks and look who's in there. And they're baby boomers and older folks that are checking their Facebook page.
Sure.
And so you're checking your junk mail at home, but check your Facebook page. And I think it's probably the dollar for dollar to spend money on using Facebook to promote business or other forms of social media is much more effective these days than doing bulk mailing. Most people open their mailbox and see something, usually touch it, but everybody is checking to see whether, Mandy or Tommy liked their Facebook.
Yeah, how many friends do you have? How many likes did I get on that post?
And it's sad, as I talked to my 17-year-old daughter, and basically social status amongst likes you have or how many friends you have, well, it's not much different for us. And I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I know it's a thing.
Sure.
And I know that folks who don't get on this train are going to be left behind. As you said, we elected a president basically because of social media.
Sure.
He was able to say things and reach people that he wouldn't otherwise. Same thing goes for us in our business, is that there's no way I can go out and talk to 700 people today. But I can send out, I can put something on Facebook and reach that many and then some. So as Tanner was saying before, is it a waste of time? Some people would see it's a waste of time, but a waste of time is going to, for me to make sales calls to 50 real estate offices and maybe see 10 filters.
Sure.
And I do that still. It's just social media.
You're having to come up with a balance act.
Right. And the thing is we shouldn't base our whole entire strategy on social media. It has to be a layer. It's like an onion. It's one of the things we're doing. We're using social media. We're still out. I believe that boots on the ground is still one of the most effective ways to do business. But social media has to be part of the.
So are you trying to sell on social media, or are you just trying to relationships, or is it a both?
Both. I don't use social media to buy toasts. Don't buy title insurance from me. I'm selling me.
Okay, so you're letting people know you.
I'm selling me, and I believe, and it comes down to if people like you, they're going to do business with you. If they don't like you, it doesn't matter how great your product is. If they don't like you,
sure,
they're not going to buy it.
That makes sense. So what do you think that are out there? Do you think we're getting to the day where, Starbucks is going to put up today I saw on the news that for some reason, I don't know why they do it, but Rita's gives away ice cream this date every year.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see coupons going on social media?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's already happening.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's like something.
So it's not a problem. We need to be doing that.
Right. Yeah. I think so. It's such a fine line between what you're truly selling when you're on social media. I think like Sean was saying, you're selling yourself. You're selling the value you bring as far as whether that's knowledge, whether that's humor, motivation. I mean, value comes in a lot of different forms, but you're really selling that. I mean, some of the top organizations in the world that used to do hardcore sales training, objection handling, all that stuff, they've switched their entire training program over to a term they're using called social selling. It was really this term that talks about pushing out content on your product or your company or the value that your service brings. Pushing out content at and then building relationships with your network through social selling. And then in turn, you're actually selling your product. And so I don't think what I always tell people is it's marketing or social media is fuel on an existing sales fire. It's not going to make up for everything you have to do. It's not the magic pill to your business, but it is super important in today's world.
I like what you put that, because it's a lot of people thinking that, well, if I can just build up my social media, I don't have to go, as Sean said, and put the boots out there and talk to people. I can just sit there and tweet all day, and I'm going to get my business gone.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like I said, there's a fine line because on the other side of the coin, brand really does matter, right? I mean, we were just talking about, you know, on break here, buying a new computer without even thinking twice, I'm going to the Mac. Because when I think computer, I think laptop, I think Mac. Not because somebody will call me yesterday and say, hey, are you in the market for a new computer? You know, come by and see our Mac. It's brand. It's why we wear Nike. It's why we wear shirts from Nordstrom, whatever it may be. So I think that's something to take into consideration, too, of building a true brand through your social media, where it's second nature for when people think mortgage or real estate or CPA or whatever you do, that they think.
That's an interesting point, is because you can do a lot of branding, especially with the advertising. I mean, we used to do something called Facebook ads that suck.
Yeah.
Right? Something 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it's probably not going to work anymore.
No, there's still a lot.
It was basically just an ad on the side with your picture saying, you know, you didn't want a good call to action because you didn't want anybody to click and you didn't have to pay for it. Right?
Yeah.
That was the strategy at the time.
Yeah.
Right?
But I also think we can't pigeonhole ourselves into just Facebook. We educate ourselves in all the forms of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like Yelp for one. I talk to a lot of realtors. You have a Yelp page. They're like, they're afraid they're going to get negative feedback on there. But did you know, I didn't realize, but there's like this whole subculture of folks that they do everything on Yelp. If you're not on Yelp, they're not going to your restaurant. If you're not, they when they go to a restaurant, they Yelp it. When they go to a store, they Yelp it. When they buy a house, they Yelp it.
I didn't end up buying a house, but I know my wife is constantly looking. We're looking at a new restaurant, or we're in a neighborhood or something. We found a restaurant on the way back from Paso Robles last time, just because it was on Yelp. And we would never have gone into this neighborhood. We would have never gone into this restaurant. It was fantastic.
But if you're a realtor, why would you not want to take yet another chance to have your name seen? You know, again, it's brand. You have to educate. I think we kind of get stuck in, like, we always talk social media. Everybody automatically thinks Facebook or Twitter. There are so many. You don't have to know about all of them, but you probably should get educated. That's why a guy like Tanner. Tanner does know about all of them. Is that, you know, he's able to educate me without me having to go and do all that.
I know, because I was looking at your MySpace account, Sean, and it was...
It's my comeback. It's going to make a comeback here.
And you know something kind of funny is that is what's happening is, you know, we've heard that, and Tanner, you could probably speak to this after the break, a little bit about this, is the migration. The young people are the ones that really made Facebook what it is, right? And then my dad got on there and said, adios, we're going to Snapchat.
Yeah.
And I can't even figure out Snapchat. My wife is great at it, and I can figure out that thing, but I know that I was sitting at a St. Patrick's Day party the other night, and some people were sitting, like, they must have been bored with the rest of us, because they're sitting there playing with their phone, laughing their heads off at these little faces they're making on there, right? So that's the next wave. You need somebody like Tan who can really just keep you educated, because old people like you and me, Sean, we don't know what's going on.
Oh, speak for yourself.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. 48 reasons to buy real estate this spring. We'll talk about that when we get back as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, RonSiegel1, RonSiegel1 on YouTube, or RonSiegelRadio.com, the archives. You can get the show there as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home or someone else does. And obviously, you want to talk to our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage and get pre-approved, pre-underwritten, so that you make no loan contingencies when you make that offer. Just a quick guide for you. Four great reasons to buy real estate this spring. Number one, prices will continue to rise. CoreLogic's latest home price index report. The home prices have appreciated by 6.9% over the last 12 months. That same report is predicting that prices will continue to increase at a rate of 4.8% over the next year. The bottom in home prices has come and gone. Home values will continue to appreciate for years. Waiting does not make sense. Mortgage interest rates are projected to increase. Freemax Mortgage Primary Mortgage Market Survey shows interest rates for 30-year mortgage have remained around 4% over the last couple of months. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, National Association of Realtors, they all agree, projecting that rates will increase by at least a half a percent over the next year. And that's going to impact your monthly mortgage payment. Either way, you are paying a mortgage. Whether you buy a house or rent, you're paying a mortgage. It's either yours or somebody else's. And number four, time to move on with your life. If you've been waiting for some reason, you need a bigger house, you need a different location, you need the right size, any of those reasons, don't wait. Time next year at this time, I promise you. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by NEST. They are trusted real estate professionals. Text NEST. The 79564, find your dream home before someone else finds it. So we are chatting social media this morning. We've got the guru in with us. Tanner Helm is here, and then we've got Sean, the application of the program. You thought I was going in a different direction. Right? Because here's what the reality is, and it's great that we have Sean with us as well, is because Tanner's giving us the concepts here, how we do this for business. Sean's up on the street, and there's always a, I'm a big believer. Like, I went to college. A lot of people went to college, right? And I had some argument with some of the professors at the school because I was already doing some of the things that they were teaching, and they're teaching things out of the book, and they don't work. And I'd get in trouble because I tell them, I'm out there on the street. That didn't work. And you have to put the wrong information on the test to get a good grade, right? So Tanner's here telling us, okay, these are the things you need to do. Sean's out on the street saying, okay, these are the things that I am doing. And we're able to meld the two of them together to give you some good advice. That's our whole focus. So do I have to know – I guess I have to know who I'm talking to know where to talk.
Okay, so for me –
I mean, for Sean, he's using a telex.
Right.
Right? You know, for my son, he doesn't know what a telex even is.
Yeah, I think, as a marketer and as a salesperson – it comes down to three things for me. And if you can do these three things and you can sell whatever
your product is. Here's the juice, guys.
It's, you got to say the right thing to the right people in the right context, right? If
okay.
you do those three things, then you can share your message. And so, like you were saying, if your audience is, 15, 18-year-old females, you're selling a face wash product or something along those lines, Facebook's probably not going to be the best for you. If your client, like mine is, 50 to 60-year-old females or males, for that matter, that are real estate agents, Facebook's the spot. They're all over it, right? So that's why I focus most of my attention there. But it really does come down to knowing your audience, and not just knowing your audience, but knowing your audience frame of mind when they're consuming content on their mobile device.
Which is an interesting point, because if you're doing, like in Sean's case, I'm just using you as an example all day today, Sean. But like he's got one audience that is – real estate professional that you were just talking about, and that's the Facebook person that's 40 to 60.
Right.
But he's got another audience in his football career that they probably don't even want to know about his Facebook presence. They want to see him on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got to match, if you have multiple product lines, they might want to be looking at, what product line is where that audience at.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, otherwise – you're talking to an empty room, or you're talking to a room of people that it doesn't apply to. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
Twitter, is it going away? I mean, because you hear the
mixed
news.
Opinions. Yeah.
Really?
In my opinion, I think it is a little bit. But then, we've talked about it. Present everything else. There's obviously still users on there. I think Twitter's big problem is they never implemented what Facebook did, where there's an algorithm to control you from what you're seeing, basically. So on Twitter, more so than any other platform, you have people following 100,000 people. You'd literally have to be scrolling through your feed 24/7 to see what everybody's seeing. So I think more people will go on there to, make a funny comment about the reality TV show or talk about LeBron's dunk or whatever it may be. They'll be on there to that, but they're not actually consuming content there. They're out there pushing content, but they're not consuming.
So if nobody's consuming, I'm just talking to myself there.
Pretty much. Just seeing who's the funniest, quote on there.
So then becomes like, that's the source. It's kind of like AP, like it's Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're putting out news, and then NBC and ABC, they're all taking what they want of that.
Right.
And so what Twitter is doing is they're putting it out there. So Sean might take one thing, I might take another thing, and then we're going to put it onto the channels that we want to be on.
Yeah, exactly. But, there is the other side, and I'm a big contradiction when it comes to this stuff. But on the other side of it, Twitter is one of the most robust search features out of any social platform.
Really?
All. So if you want to jump into a conversation about what's going on the radio this morning, you can go to twitter.com/search, type in, local radio. You can see every tweet that's happened since the beginning of time that mentioned local radio.
How do I learn that? How do I know? I mean, I'm on Twitter and I didn't even know that until you just said it.
Right. So, and most people don't, but I think in a real world application, what that allows you to do is, as a real estate agent, for example, right? Go to search, I go to location, I pull up the city I'm in or the, the general area, and I search house hunting Saturday morning, right? So I pull up everybody in La Habra and Anaheim that's tweeted about house hunting. Be 50, 60 people on there, some of them might be realtors tweeting some news article, whatever it may be, but you might have somebody that said, going out house hunting with the family this morning, And then as an agent, you can go back and engage with those people and say, you find the right place. You know, you're not going to go sell them right away, but you can engage in a conversation. And that's what Twitter allows that I think most people forget, is that Twitter is a true water cooler, if you will. You can go jump into any conversation about any topic at any time and have real dialogue with people. And I think people, that's the underutilization of Twitter.
If you want more information from Tech, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch. Need title insurance? Sean Mill is the man. I'll put you in touch with him as well. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Eagle Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Eagle Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house in the middle.